And now it's time for the quiz show. That's when we bring back Leszek Pawlowicz, our resident quiz master who's won a Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. Each time he's on, he'll play one of us in a game of trivia hosted by our producer, Sarah Ventry. This week, he's playing KJZZ news director Al Macias. Last week, we gave you a puzzle to solve and randomly selected two entries. The puzzle was, if I drink, I die. If I eat, I am fine. What am I? The answer is a fire.
Our randomly selected winners this week are Chris Vogt and Rebecca Stockman. Leszek will play on behalf of Chris, and Al will play on behalf of Rebecca. Whoever wins will get a special KJZZ item. And just a note, this episode of the quiz show was recorded last week.
Al is ready to go. And Al, you're the news director, so I feel like that means, you know, you're supposed to be like the smartest person in the newsroom, right? Like,
that's
you should just be
merely,
fine.
That's an illusion.
Uh-huh. You good to go? You feel ready to
we'll see.
Attack Leszek?
No, I'm not going to attack him.
All right, great. Al, the Oscar nominations were announced earlier this week, and the Neo musical La La Land tied the record for the most nominations ever with 14. What two movies did it tie the record with? Is it Titanic and Citizen Kane, Titanic and All About Eve, or To Kill a Mockingbird and The Godfather?
It was the first one, Titanic and...
Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane.
You sure?
Yes.
You're wrong.
I hate it.
I would have guessed number two.
That would be correct, Leszek. It is Titanic and the 1950 movie All About Eve, which somehow didn't stick with everyone quite the same way that Citizen Kane did.
I guess not.
All right, Leszek, a pop culture question for you.
Oh, swell.
Paz and Jop, the annual Village Voice Music Critics Poll, asks hundreds of music critics, including yours truly, to vote on their favorite albums and singles of the year. The results for 2016 were recently announced. Which album came out on top? Was it David Bowie's Black Star, Beyoncé's Lemonade, or Leonard Cohen's You Want It Darker?
This is going to be just a complete guess. I'm going to say Beyoncé's Lemonade.
That is what should have gotten it, but no, it was actually David Bowie's Black Star.
Yeah.
All right, Al. Mm. What fast food restaurant gave away 10,000 bottles of its famous burger sauce yesterday? Was it McDonald's, In-N-Out, or Shake Shack?
McDonald's.
That is correct. Are you stoked about some free, did you score some free Big Mac sauce?
No, I used this question in my journalism class last night for my students.
Oh.
Not sure how that came up for them, but it's coming up for us, so okay. All right, Leszek, what company has created a petition to make Smonday, the Monday after the Super Bowl, a national holiday, claiming that over 16 million people call in sick or don't show up to work that day anyway? Is it Coca-Cola, Lay's, or Heinz?
I'm going to assume that because people eat a lot of snacks on Super Bowl Sunday, that the answer would be Lay's.
People do eat a lot of snacks, but the answer is actually Heinz.
Heinz?
Yes.
What's the connection?
Ketchup?
Unclear. the connection is that they want the day off, I guess. They're giving their people the day off and encouraging other people to get the day off.
Okay.
Al, if you get this question correct, you will have defeated Leszek.
Let's not get the cart before the horse.
Okay. All right, Al. Billionaire Elon Musk got so fed up with LA traffic that he now claims he's going to do what to combat it? Is he going to design a long-range hovercraft that will allow him to fly above the congested freeways, Jetson style? Will he build a tunnel-digging machine to dig traffic-free tunnels underground? Or is he going to issue the helicopter equivalent of a smart car, like a little teeny tiny one, to everyone who works for him?
I think it's A.
Long-range hovercraft?
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
It's the tunnel boring machine.
Yes.
Really?
He literally, yes. Isn't he? Didn't he say he wanted to call it the boring machine, the boring company?
Did this
like
come out like a few months ago?
No, like this week.
Oh, okay.
Leszek, there is a wasp that lives in a tree, and when it gets the nutrition it needs from the tree, it chews a hole through the tissue of the tree to get out. But a new study found that there is another terrifying parasitic wasp that takes advantage of the first wasp by getting inside it and then eating its way through. What is the parasitic wasp known as? Is it the mummy wasp, the zombie wasp, or the crypt keeper wasp?
I'm going to say the zombie wasp.
It is actually the crypt keeper wasp, which means that at a score of 1-0, Al Macias, news director, has defeated champion Leszek Pavlovich.
Congratulations, Al.
Thank you. 1 out of 3, I guess that would get you into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not that impressive, but I'll take a win.
And congratulations to this week's winner, Rebecca Stockman. We're all kind of in shock that Al won. We'll keep bringing Leszek back, so stay tuned for the next listener puzzle and your chance to be one of our at-home players.